British Prime Minister Tony Blair meets today by secure video with the Iraq Study Group. That's the bipartisan panel reviewing U.S. strategy in Iraq. The Prime Minister spoke in London last night, laying out what he calls his whole Middle East strategy for dealing with Iraq.
Just as it is in significant part forces outside Iraq that are trying to create mayhem inside Iraq, so we have to have a strategy that pins them back, not only in Iraq, but outside of it too.
The Prime Minister was referring to Iran and Syria. There have been growing calls to begin talking with those two countries as a way to end the violence in Iraq. We're going to focus now on the role Syria could play. And I'm joined by veteran diplomat Richard Murphy, a former U.S. ambassador to Syria. And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, what exactly is Syria's role in Iraq right now? There's a lot of confusion about what it's exactly doing there.
Well, it's evolved over the years since the invasion. Initially, they were having the border pretty much wide open to any of the mujahideen who wanted to come in from the Arab world, from other countries, to go into Iraq and join the fight against the invaders. There were protests from Washington at that time, and it's my understanding that the Syrians did tighten up border controls, but it was never totally sealed. And also, Damascus had become a refuge for Iraqi Ba'athists, some senior Ba'athists who had a lot of cash at their disposal when they left Iraq and were continuing to operate by sending money back to fund either the pro-Saddamists or the insurgency in general.
And there have been allegations also that Syria itself is funding the insurgency.
Yes, I've heard those. I just don't know the facts on that.
Well, so from what you're hearing, do you think the Iraq Study Group will recommend talking with Syria, opening negotiations?
Well, the study group's kept its lips pretty well sealed to date, but the hints coming out from former Secretary Baker, Congressman Hamilton, have been that it would make sense for the sake of moving ahead to help stabilize Iraq if the dialogue is expanded between Washington, London, and Syria, and also to be created with Iran. Now, Tony Blair sent a special emissary into Damascus about a week ago. Exactly what transpired during that meeting, I have no idea, but it was taken as a signal by the Syrians that there was an interest in Syrian participation on a broader scale and less interest in isolating Syria from Middle East developments in general. And here we're referring to the Syrian role in Iraq, the Syrian role in Iran, and its ties with Iran as helping the Hezbollah militia in Lebanon.
Well, what would Syria get out of having direct talks with the United States? What would Syria gain from participating in negotiations?
Well, of course, Syria has a price, which shouldn't surprise anyone. Its long-standing request has been to resume the peace process and negotiate a way to return the Golan Heights occupied by Israel in 1967 to Syrian sovereignty. That's certainly the major goal. I think there is a more general one, a little harder to describe perhaps, but insistence that Syria has importance in the regional situation. And it should gain some respect for that from the broader world community.
Put quite simply, do you think it's possible to avert all-out civil war in Iraq without going through Syria and Iran?
I do not think it's possible to solve it without opening up a productive channel with Syria and Iran. What that channel will produce, we simply cannot know at this point in time. Keeping the door closed reinforces the suspicion in Tehran and Damascus that American policy, perhaps other countries' policies, are directed at overturning the regimes in both countries, and that's not a way to start discussing how those regimes could be helpful in Iraq.
Richard Murphy is a former U.S. ambassador to Syria. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.